Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. What do you think people should do in the morning so they have much more energy just like yourself?
I have a morning routine, an evening routine, I have a dream routine, and a biohacking routine. So those are my four routines.
Author, regenerative medicine expert, keynote speaker, PhD in holistic nutrition, and a world record holder in swimming.
He's on a mission to help people unlock peak performance and live with purpose.
Dr. Mike Van Thielen.
I train people. I have a program called the Limitless Lab where we go through everything from purpose to plan to biohacking, upgrading the body, the mind. We take the same elements to create a power routine, but the power routine may be different for you than me because I respond to things differently than you do, but the elements are about the same. You know, it's one of those things that we may talk about it today. I talk about the seven foundations of being healthy and biohacking, the simple things that we need to incorporate on a daily basis. So we don't have to be health freaks, but we need to make sure that we give our body all the essential nutrients on a daily basis so it can stay in optimal health.
Hello and welcome to the Shift with CJ podcast. Today I'm super excited because we're going to be diving into longevity, into biohacking, into high performance, and how we can achieve a lot in less time. My guest on the show today is a very special man. He has a world record holding for swimming. He is an author. He's going to talk about how he has trained multiple people, including NFL people, Olympians. He does a lot of regenerative medicine, biohacking, a lot of cool stuff. So everyone, please welcome Mike Van Thielen. Did I pronounce that right?
Van Thielen, yes. It's originally Dutch, CJ, but it's good. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you. You know, we are both biohackers and it's always a pleasure to talk to someone in the biohacking industry. And you're joining us all the way from Florida. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so before we started this conversation, I asked you what time it is. And you said 7 a.m. And you have this lovely energetic smile for 7 a.m. But most people I speak to, and if I tell them to wake up early in the morning, they say, oh my God, I feel like I have no energy. Their faces are, you know, down. So I wonder, what have you done this morning that you have so much of energy? Or let's say we can have this a two-part question. What do you do in the morning? And what do you think people should do in the morning so they have much more energy just like yourself?
Yeah, no, good question. Obviously, I try to get up early, 6:30, sometimes earlier, but my regular routine is about 6. Before I actually get out of bed, I'm still in the theta state, as we know, of my brainwaves. So I start with gratitude. So I just in my mind or out loud say our three things I'm grateful for, because that sets up the positivity of the day, right? Then I usually go outside and do a little bit of grounding in my backyard. Some mornings I go swim very early, 5:45 till 7, I swim. But the days I don't, I just go in my backyard and I do some grounding. In other words, barefoot on the ground, and I do some movement. So I want to activate my body. Then I come back in and I obviously made organic juices. I usually make a batch for 3-4 days. So I juice 2 times per week. So I have enough juice for the day. I skip breakfast. Breakfast is the least important day of the meal of the day. So I just have some juice and some fresh fruit. And then after that, I come to this room, actually, my workroom, podcast room, whatever you want to call it. But on the wall, you can't see it, but I have all kinds of writing. And one of the pages is my declaration page, which basically is what I want to become, who I want to be, etc. So I put my hand on my chest and I read out loud my declaration page. And only after that, I kind of go sit back down and do a dump sheet, because I believe everybody needs to be in control of their calendar and of their life. So I don't overlap things. I have a calendar that doesn't overlap, and most items on that calendar are things that benefit me, that are in alignment with my purpose, my dreams, and my goals. And so I make sure my day is ready. I do a little bit of brain dump because maybe there's things floating around in my brain. Oh, I got to bring the car in for service. Oh, I got to make sure I call my daughter. And so I dump it all on the paper, and the things that are important, that are tasks, I put on my to-do list, and the other things are just out of my mind. And then I take a shower, and then, before I get out of the door, I drink some hydrogen water and I'm on my way. So it's always the same exact routine, and I call those power routines. I have a morning routine, an evening routine, I have a dream routine, and a biohacking routine. So those are my four routines that make up my day, basically. And so I train people. I have a program called the Limitless Lab, where we go through everything from purpose to plan to biohacking, upgrading the body, the mind. And then what we do is we take the same elements to create a power routine, but the power routine may be different for you than me because I respond to things differently than you do. But the elements are about the same. But yeah, that's my power routine in the morning.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I mean, it's wonderful. You're getting the pulses of the planet. You're getting, I'm sure you're in Florida, so you're getting some vitamin D, you're getting the sun, you're getting essential nutrients, and you're also having hydrogen water. That is good. I have my hydrogen bottle right
Yeah,
here.
there you
Yeah.
go.
So that's good. What about coffee? Do you consume any energy drinks, any mate,
No, actually,
coffee?
I don't. When my mother's visiting and she's from Belgium, they drink coffee all day long. So then I kind of am enticed to get a cup here and there. But normally, I don't drink any coffee. It's one of those things, and we may talk about it today. I talk about the seven foundations of being healthy and biohacking, the simple things that we need to incorporate on a daily basis. And obviously, one of them is drinking water. And most people say, "Oh, Dr. Mike, but I drink enough water." But my question then immediately is, "But what else do you drink?" "Oh, I drink 3 cups of coffee. Do you have soda? Do you have juices? Do you have a Red Bull or a Monster? What else do you drink?" Because all those drinks, they dehydrate you, right? And so water is to hydrate. So if you drink a lot of other things, and even if you're drinking enough water, they barely may neutralize or not even neutralize you. And even though you drink a lot of water, you still may be running around dehydrated. And so it's not only what you don't drink enough water, but also what else do you drink? And so it's not that we can't enjoy life, but we need to be aware of what we're doing and what we're giving our body. And we always got to be in that positive balance. Because I don't believe we need to be health freaks in order to be Superman. I don't believe that. You need to make sure you give your body all the good things that it needs for the cells, and like you said, the mitochondria earlier, to repair, replenish, and renew themselves. And if they have the essential nutrients to do that, only then it's okay to have a taco on Tuesday and a pizza and a beer on Friday. But otherwise, if you only eat quote unquote bad stuff, then your body, your cells, your mitochondria are forced to utilize less compatible nutrients to repair and regenerate. And it's like having an original piece of paper, make a photocopy, and then a copy of a copy and a copy of a copy, and we can't read it anymore. And so the same will occur on a cellular level. We get degeneration and mutation, which is what? Disease and cancer, right? So we don't have to be health freaks, but we need to make sure that we give our body all the essential nutrients on a daily basis so it can stay in optimal health. So I'm not saying don't drink coffee, don't do this, don't do this, but make sure you do a lot more of the good stuff so your body can make the right choices.
And also, I think, like, yeah, you're right. You should be a bit smart about it, because if you understand that, hey, coffee, Red Bull, some of these other things, they're A, dehydrating me. They're also kind of, when I use this, they also activate the peristalsis. So you're going to the toilet much more. So you're dehydrated. The water that you're drinking doesn't have enough minerals or electrolytes. And now you're just drinking more water. So you're diluting sodium in the blood. And now, yeah, so
You got
it's
it.
yeah, it's a lot of things, which is very interesting. You mentioned seven components, right? Can we go by them really quick? Because
Yes,
this is
sure.
great. It's the top of mind, so we can, go ahead.
No, I classify my clients in three categories. The first category would be people that are in pain, people that are overweight, or people that are diagnosed with some type of a disease. And unfortunately, it's most people that fall in that category. So they operate below baseline, below normal, in my opinion. So step number one, we need to regain control of our health and get them back to baseline normal, optimal weights, no pain, no medical condition, right? Then in step number two, we go from normal baseline to what I call optimal health. So now we got to incorporate lifestyle modifications so we can be vital, energetic, and strong, right? Optimal health. And only in step number three, I believe that optimal health is the foundation, the foundation or the place where we need to be in order to maximize the benefits of what you and I call biohacking, right? So I guide people through those three phases. But no matter what phase you're in, we need to incorporate seven foundations. And everybody heard about these, and they're simple, but we ignore them and we don't incorporate them, right? And so number one, we already talked about water. We need to hydrate because we as humans, we're a plumbing system. We have a cardiovascular system, we have a lymphatic system, which is part of the immune system. So think about plumbing, it needs to hydrate, right? We need to get water, we need to move, because I believe movement is key. We talk about a little bit, but stagnation equals disease, right? Stagnation equals disease. That's why we need to drink plenty of water. So we already covered that. Number two, oxygen. We all get the same amount of oxygen in the air, 21%. There's two kind of quick tips. Number one, we should spend more time outside to get fresh air, obviously, and not recirculated air indoors. But even more importantly, most of us, I would say 99% of us, do not know how to utilize that oxygen because most of us breathe in and out through the mouth. The mouth is designed to speak and to eat, and we actually got another organ in the middle of our face that was designed to breathe in and out. So most people don't know that we should inhale through the nose for five counts and then exhale through the nose for six counts. Now, if we can do a little bit of math, that means we would take approximately only 5.5 breaths per minute versus now most people breathe in 16, 20, 22 times per minute. So we would increase the efficiency of oxygen by about 300%. This may be the number one biohack, right? And people say, yes, but we need oxygen. Yes, that's correct. We need oxygen to live. But at the same time, oxygen is oxidative stress. Oxygen means speeding up aging. Oxygen means rust, right? So we need to be very efficient with that. And we can do that at no cost. Just go on YouTube or one of the best apps on your smartphone right now. It's called the Breath Source or the Source, because most top breath masters in the world are on that same platform. So there's no excuse to learn how to use breath work to not, number one, to learn to breathe properly, but there's so many other benefits of breath work that we're not going to go in right now, but there's so many other benefits. So let's do some breath work and utilize that oxygen properly, drive it, because if we breathe in through the nose, we capture the nitric oxide right here, drive it deeper into the lower lobes of the lungs, deeper into our tissues and our cells, right? So let's utilize that oxygen with an increased efficiency of 300%. Number three, we talked about movement, right? We are that plumbing system. So yes, water, but movement also. And I want to say movement is not necessarily going to the gym for an hour and a half today, a day, or doing organized sports. It's actually what I said, movement. That's why I don't call it exercise, because I know people that go for 90 minutes Monday through Saturday to the gym, but then they are sitting at a job selling insurance for 8, 9 hours. And so from a health point of view, that's really not what we want. We want continuous movement, walking around, going outside, running, jogging, dancing, playing with the kids, playing with the dogs. If you can't, and if you are stuck in an office setting or whatever it may be, or the weather is bad, that's where the technologies come in, right? That's where we have mini trampolines, vibration platforms. That's when we can do Qigong or Tai Chi inside the house, in front of the mirror, in your backyard, whatever it may be. So the key is we need to constantly move because stagnation is disease. Number four, the opposite of movement, rest. We need to get, and you started a podcast with us, we need to wake up refreshed. And most of us, if we ask ourselves, we are dragging, we are tired, we don't want to go and get up yet. And that just means that we don't get a deep delta REM sleep at night. And so we need to incorporate an evening protocol, an evening routine, as I call them, a power routine, to assure that we can get enough deep delta and REM sleep. And so to give your listeners two examples that are general, I think one of the more important ones is you should not eat or snack 3, 4, 5 hours before you go to bed. Because if we eat and, eat snacks before we go to bed, obviously our digestive system kicks in. It takes many hours based on what you eat of energy and working to digest the food. So you cannot get into a deep sleep if your body is still digesting food. The other thing I think is important as part of a power routine is do some kind of form of what I call visualization. So I do a 1 minute visualization because my mind races like most people's, and I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to go there. And oh, what about the meeting tomorrow? And so when people go to sleep, their mind's still racing. So what I do before I go to bed is 60 seconds. I run through the next 24 hours. And at each point of contact, I make the right decision. So now I don't have to worry when I go to bed because I already covered the next 24 hours. So those are some tips, and there's many more that we need to create that routine. So we wake up refreshed, ready to go, ready to go to work and get the things done that we need to done. And most people are not in that state of mind or in that, condition when they wake up in the morning. Number five, sunlight. Most people don't think about that, but if you think about animals that are living in the Amazon or around the equator, where they have a lot of sunlight and sun, they are vibrant. Look at the tigers and all the colors of the animals. They are lean. They are vital. They are strong, right? Versus animals that don't see any sunlight. A mole. A mole is even blind, right? So it's extreme, but that's what sunlight does. Research clearly shows that sunlight stimulates all physiological, biological, and nutritional processes in our body. Unfortunately, we spend too much time inside, and even when we go outside, we wear too much clothes. So I'm not advocating to start running around naked, but put on a t-shirt, take that t-shirt off, get shorts in your backyard on the beach, get as much clothes as if you want, do the grounding at the same time, and get that sunlight. When you work 8 to 5, don't stay inside during your lunchtime. Go outside in the evening if you have a family. If it doesn't rain, why don't you have dinner outside? Do more outside activities, because that's when we can stack those biohacks, right? Sunlight, fresh air, some breathwork, some grounding, some movement. So that's how we stack those. So that's number five. Number six is obviously the only thing people think is important. It's upgrading our diets. It's one of the seven, and it is important, but obviously not the only one. But the best way to explain this, I think, is that I believe that there's only one cause of all disease. It's called toxemia. Toxemia literally means toxins in the blood. But in a little bit more detail, what it means is that on a daily basis, we obviously produce waste and toxins as part of our normal living metabolism. But in a healthy organism, those toxins are removed, eliminated through the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, etc. So at the end of the day, no harm is done. But in today's society, we take in and we are exposed to far more toxins than the body possibly can eliminate. So the body cannot keep up with the elimination processes. So therefore, there's an accumulation of toxins in our blood and our body, and that's what we call toxemia. Now, research shows there's two things happening when those toxins are accumulating in our body. Number one, these toxins steal an electron from a healthy atom, which becomes unstable, which we all know as free radicals. So we don't have to explain what those are, because they cause oxidative stress and damage even on a cellular mitochondrial level. And then even easier to understand is now these toxins cause us to be in a constant state of emergency, which conventional medicine calls systemic inflammation. And even conventional medicine now agrees that systemic inflammation is responsible for over 90% of all disease, right? And so in order to be bulletproof against diseases and viruses and whatever of the 21st century, we need to simply keep toxemia in check. And how do we do that? Well, theoretically, it's very easy. We need to simultaneously, we need to reduce the intake and exposure of toxins from where? Man-made foods, man-made drinks, cleaning products, cosmetic products that we put on our face, our body, our hair. And of course, electromagnetic frequencies and radiation, right? That's why we need to do as much as we can to reduce the intake while simultaneously increasing the nutrients that do what? Fight free radical damage, systemic inflammation, and repair our DNA. And again, we don't have to be health freaks, but if we can tip that balance, we will be strong and bulletproof against any disease. So that's where that nutrition comes in. And then number seven, probably the most important one, that's where I start with, is upgrading the mind, the mindset. It's so important, and we can talk about that, but it's about getting rid of those limiting beliefs, making sure we are pulled forward by the future, not held back by the past. It's about teaching our clients that we need to put that ego aside and tap into our subconscious mind, but that's how we meditate. That's how we can do better breath work. That's where how we get in connection with source, and the list goes on. Reshaping those limiting beliefs, like I said, getting rid of emotional trauma that is stuck in our body, that eats away at us, that takes up all that energy. So we need to look into emotional trauma and release that trauma. And so there's many things that we need to do with the mind, because if we are limited by our thoughts, like, oh, I was diagnosed with cancer and the doctor says I'm going to die within 2 years. If you believe that, that's exactly what's going to happen. So we really need to reshape the mind. Our thoughts, our words that we speak are so important, because they shape our actions, then they shape our habits, our character, and eventually our life, right? So even though I do a lot of biohacking, working with the body, I think the mind needs to be set right in order to maximize the benefits of all the things that you and I do, CJ. So those are the seven foundations. And we mold those in a power routine that we do on a daily basis. It doesn't have to be hours long. Like I said, you can stack those and do it in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But if you do this on a daily basis, the improvement that people we see because of those small incremental steps is significant in just a few weeks.
That's amazing. No, that's, I think if whoever is listening there, you need to rewind this back and like take some notes. We'll put some notes in the show notes, but those are really good tactical tips. I was also taking my own notes while you were saying about these seven things, and really like to kind of like recap this a little bit. I completely agree. Most people are, you know, they're sitting it for 8 hours. I have a thread. I'm not using it now because the sound is too much, but I have a treadmill desk under my, under this desk. And I usually use that quite a lot. And this is one thing I find as well. A lot of people give themselves the excuse of not moving throughout the day or being lazy just because they had a heavy leg day, or, you know, they say, oh, I did go to the gym. But like that is like the modern dilemma where we are, you know, we say we have these expensive memberships to the gym and the gym is right next to us, but we still drive in our cars to go there. We don't want to walk for 5 minutes. And the first bucket of people that you said, and probably the biggest bucket of people that are listening to this, who want to lose weight, who are trying to get in shape, I think one of the most simplest things that has shown in research, even going better than going to the gym, is called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So it's a bunch of all of the calories that you're burning throughout the day, which is apart from any formal exercises. That means like, you know, walk to your gym or cycle to your gym, park the car a little bit back, take the stairs, you know, do carry some things from the grocery. So really interesting. I would love to drive this point home. Just like Mike said, guys, if you're listening to this, movement means movement all day. We evolve to be moving, to be jumping, to be sprinting, to be walking. So do that. Then really interesting was the breathing. So quick way to increase 300% more oxygen in your blood, in your tissues, better than any other biohack. And also, it's also interesting when they look at all the animals, which are like mammals and animals, which live for the longest period of time, like the naked mole rat or the whales or the tortoise. Most of them live for this much of time because they live in very oxygen deprivated environments. And the lack, like you said, the more oxygen you have, it's good, but it also ages you faster. So a really good tip on breathing for, 5 breaths per minute, because as your breath levels increase, especially if you're breathing from your mouth, you also will activate the baroreceptors in your chest, and that will pump in more cortisol in your body. That's why most of the people are running around and being so, anxious. And when you calm down the breath, like you said, your exhale is longer than your inhale, then you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and that really makes you in control. Otherwise, you're just like everywhere.
That's right.
And also, the next one you said about rest, we live in a culture where everyone is saying, yeah, go, go, go. 0 to 100 is really fast. Everyone knows how to do it, whether with stimulants or with coffee or whatever. But in nature, no matter what organism or biology you look at, there's a period of work and there's a period of rest. And as we, get into this more modern, enthusiastic, achievement-oriented society, we're losing out on the rest piece. So people who are listening to this, guys, like you said, don't eat 3 hours before. You're going to mess with your digestion. That will impact things like your growth hormone, your testosterone, because all of that energy will be using in your gut. It won't go into your brain cells, which also need to do a lot of lymphatic drainage in the night, and your glial cells need to be activated. That's good. With your brain dumping, I also saw a lot of research that, I mean, you're doing it mentally, but I also saw a lot of research where if you take a notebook and a pen, most people, they wake up in the middle of the night thinking about what they will do tomorrow. So I have previously told people, like, keep a second, I call it the second brain or a second notebook, where you just dump all these things inside. And for some reason, your brain tells you, okay, I have it saved somewhere. So this is good. I'm going to today try visualizing a 24 hour, but again, the brain dump on a notepad or a notebook works. Big fan of sunlight, big fan of everything outside. So great. Anyways, there are more things, but we won't get into it. I want to know about what you guys are doing at Clary Gen Z.
Clarendon G, I'm barely affiliated with those, but at Clarendon Z, it's basically a company that was here in Florida trying to get people with ADHD, anxiety, depression, etc., trying to get them approved for medical marijuana, right? But what we found that many of those people are on smart drugs like Ritalin, Wellbutrin, Adderall. And so we know that those are not healthy, right? And so what the company was trying to do is look into nootropics, because we know that there are natural alternatives to these quote unquote smart drugs, and we have many of them, like Bacopa or Ginkgo biloba, and many others are identified as helping with memory and focus, and the list goes on. But what Clarigen G did is try to put a product together to get its own patients off Adderall, etc., and put them on a more natural product, if you will, that doesn't have any of those side effects. Because we know Adderall can cause seizures, increase heart rates, increase risk for heart disease, personality disorders. So nobody wants to be on it for a long time. So they just basically made a combination of biocitroids, which is a patented ingredient which comes from Southeast Asia, which basically is a terpene of a blood orange, which has shown in clinical research to cross the blood-brain barrier in 30 minutes of less. So it has a quick acting effect on the brain. And then they added L-tyrosine, as we know, an amino acid that is important for memory and focus. They added phenylalanine, which again stimulates BDNF, growth factor in the brain. And there was another ingredient. Anyway, four ingredients, very safe, to kind of take people off drugs like Adderall and try to get them on something more sustainable, for them to focus. But what I found as part of helping them out, because this was during the COVID era, where I had to close my doors. I was a CEO of a stem cell company, and we had to close the doors because of COVID. And so now a friend asked if I could help with those calls, and I had nothing else to do. I said, sure. But talking to hundreds of those people, I really realized that, yes, there are smart drugs and even therapies, right? Going to a psychiatrist or psychologist or getting therapy. But what I really found is there was a common denominator in most of those people is they had no purpose in life. And so in my latest book, I wrote about 10 books, and most of them are on health. But the latest one, I basically, you know, had to expand because I was working on upgrading the body and the mind and focus, and I was teaching all that. But I had to go a step back, meaning talk about purpose in life, because most people live day to day. They are not organized. They don't know what's coming tomorrow, next week, next year. And I was imagining myself, if I wouldn't know what tomorrow brings, next week, next year brings, I probably would be fearful. I would be worrying. I would be uncertain. And those negative emotions turn into what? Anxiety, depression, and stress, right? And so, yes, there's therapies and drugs out there. But if I don't address the cause of these feelings, then I'm never going to get out of that vicious cycle. So now, you know, one major part of what I teach is I really go over purpose. What's your purpose in life? Do you know your purpose in life? I do a lot of exercises and really hone into what makes people excited and creates that fire and passion in their stomach. And they may not be doing that right now because most people, their passion is different than their profession, right? Mm-hmm. So then I make a plan and say, look, what we're going to do is we're going to carve out 1 hour per day where we're going to work on your passion, because that's going to give you fulfillment, even though you go to a job that doesn't give you fulfillment. And eventually we will be able to transition because you're working on this 1 hour a day. And so I believe that most of those mental, quote unquote, conditions or illnesses are fueled, obviously, by negative emotions, negative thoughts, you know, and they are usually fueled by a lack of purpose. We are a product of the environment versus us producing our own environment, our own destiny and future. And again, that comes back to mindset. So I think as coaches, as mentors, we really need to start paying attention to that mindset, but also let's talk about purpose. What are they doing? Why are they frustrated? Why are they anxious? What are the feelings that are going on in their body? Because those thoughts and feelings, they create their reality, right? And so if we don't change those, it doesn't matter what we recommend, what we do, because they may get healthier. They may perform better for a while, but they will go back down to the frequency they're operating in. And so even though we get results, we'll never get out of that vicious loop if we don't change their feelings, their thoughts, their words, who translate into their actions.
Mm. So if someone is listening to this, and most people I know, you're correct, they have no idea about what the future is, or they don't even know where they want their future to be. If you had to give them one question, like let's say one question that they can reflect back on after listening to this, what would be like one of the important questions?
In regards to purpose?
In regards to purpose, like someone listening to this, they want to navigate something around this purpose. What can be this one thing that we can tell them, go and think about this?
Yeah, I have a whole training module on it with a whole worksheet to figure that out if you have no clue. But the first question to ask when you get up in the morning before you jump out of bed is, what are you thinking? Are you thinking, I have to get up, I have to go to work, I have to do this, I have to do that? Or are you thinking, I get to get up, I get to get to work, I get to do this? And unfortunately, most people are thinking that first one, which means you're not living your purpose. So if you're questioning whether or not you're living your purpose, that's the question to ask. Mm-hmm. And if it's I have to, then you're not living your purpose. And then there's many exercises. The one that I like the most, I guess, to have start people thinking is, the first part of the question is write down three topics that you would talk about if you were invited to a TEDx talk, knowing that a million people would watch the video. And then people would kind of write down three topics, right? And then, and if you're listening, just pause the video now and do that before I give you the next part. But the next part would be, okay, close your eyes. Imagine you're standing on top of a beautiful mountain and you're looking around 360. The sun is there. Mother Nature is there. You can feel, you know, Mother Nature. You can feel the wind blowing, you can feel the peace on top of the mountain. And suddenly a few people approach the base of the mountain and they sit down and they look up at you. And then within a minute, 8 billion people are sitting at the base of the mountain. And now you have 10 minutes to give them 10 minutes to give them one message. What would that message be, right? And then you have them still close their eyes and have them think about that. And then slowly open their eyes and write that down, right? So then we're going to compare the three topics of the TEDx talk with the top of the mountain. And often they're not really related because the three topics of the TEDx talk, they have to do with your profession. They have to do what you're good at in your brain or skill-wise, or they have to do with something that you want to sell or that will further your financial purpose. Because if you talk about it and people are listening, you may sell more of your product or your service, right? While the thing on top of the mountain usually comes from the heart. And many times you want to do something like, make sure that all the people in the third world have water. Maybe that's what you want to do or whatever it is. And you may not know how to do that. It may, you're not an engineer. You have a way not to. But usually that leans more closer into your purpose than those three topics on a TEDx talk. And people always worry about how to do things. But that will fall in place as you follow your journey. Right? So what are you passionate about? What is your life purpose? How do you want to serve the world? And that starts people thinking about, their purpose a little bit more. And then I just guide them through different exercises and
that's amazing.
Dialogue that they have with me. Yeah.
That's amazing. We link to all of the things, all of your trainings in the show notes, and people who are listening, I would love to now go and do this. So I'm sure you guys would love to as well. We'll send all the links inside. Interesting thing about purpose is when they look at the longest lived people or these blue zones where people live abnormally be larger amounts of life. One of the things that is very common in all of those blue zones and now the new ones as well is a sense of purpose. Because the moment your brain, your body, your energy systems, your frequency is giving itself a message, there's a reason to wake up tomorrow. And there's I'm not useless and I have something to contribute to the world, whether it's just taking care of the grandchildren or could be anything, right? Your purpose can be anything. But that purpose itself gives your cells a reason to get energized, make sure the toxins are out, make sure they're breathing well, make sure they're contributing. That's very interesting. You spoke about stem cells.
You become the goose that it needs to deliver those golden eggs. So you need to take care of that goose, right?
I like that. Goose with the golden eggs. I love it. So you spoke about stem cells. Now, where are you looking forward to something that is coming in the stem cells industry? Because I'm sure you know a lot more than everyone else. What's your take on stem cells?
Yeah, no, stem cells is great. Obviously, I wrote a little book on it. I was a CEO for several years. And it's still one of those biohacks of the future for sure. But in the United States, they obviously don't want us to live to 120 and be healthy. And unfortunately, because the big pharma control everything here. And so every time there's an invention or a procedure that could help a large amount of people with a chronic disease, it's suddenly not allowed. So we have to go outside of the country and most people can't afford it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's limited, but the research is there. Obviously, for the listeners, stem cells are cells that would activate all the bioactive molecules in your body to repair a damaged tissue, whether it's bone, whether it's an organ, whether it's a cell, it doesn't matter, right? And so we have stem cells, but as we age, the quantity and quality drastically declines. And so that's why after a while, when we hurt ourselves, we don't heal as good as we were when we were a kid playing around, right? And so that's the quality and quantity of the stem cells that play a different role. So stem cell therapy would be something that brings us as humans beyond our genetic programming, right? Just like hormones at a certain age, 30, 40, 50, menopause, postmenopause, our hormones drastically decline and they get out of balance and we age much quicker. But if we can incorporate bioidentical hormones and stem cells, what we're really doing from a biohacking point of view, we are going beyond our genetic programming. And that's why stem cells are important. When it comes to the future of stem cells, I think we already are there, but they are not allowing us to use it because stem cells would be able to rebuild and re-engineer any organ, any tissue in our body. So we think about people with one kidney, people with diabetes and the pancreas. We're thinking about heart attacks and heart disease, or people that are on the waiting list for a new liver. Really, we can actually take a biopsy of a small piece, a healthy piece of that organ that is sick, right? Whether it's a heart attack, there's still healthy tissue. The liver has still healthy tissue. The pancreas still healthy tissue. We can take that, put it in a petri dish. We can add the stem cells to it, and then inject it back into our femoral artery, go straight back to the heart, and it will rebuild a whole new heart, right? Because stem cells don't only repair, they re-engineer. So you will get a new heart. And so that is already possible, but they're not doing that to us, right? Because we will continue to be able to repair and re-engineer with stem cells. And I think the future is there, but practically we can't get our hands on it or experience it right now.
I know a lot of people in the US are traveling to Mexico, or they're going to some parts of South America to get it, or Thailand is a good one as well. And nowadays, there's a lot of treatments with exosomes and a lot of interesting things that are going on. But still, I feel like for the average person, stem cells is very expensive. Stem cells, it will take some time until the average middle class person can afford it and save enough for it. But are there any natural ways or some habits that we can incorporate to improve these stem cells, their mobilization, their all of that?
Yeah, of course. Again, the seven foundations would help.
Yeah, everything starts there.
everything starts over there, but also there are products like supplements that basically are quote unquote precursors to stem cells. So these products will stimulate your own body to produce more stem cells. So those supplements are out there. And then there's things like fasting, right? So intermittent fasting also has shown to stimulate your body to create more stem cells. Because if we're fasting and our digestive process is not working, right? We clear up so much energy. That's why we know all the benefits of fasting. I don't think we have to go through it. But one of the benefits is obviously our body now has time to do what? Repair, regenerate, etc. So your body says, oh, I'm not digesting food. I'm in a recovery phase, like we mentioned. And so automatically your body is going to produce more stem cells to get that work done while there is a time frame to get that work done that was lacking behind. So fasting is also one of those things that would stimulate stem cell production in the body.
You also mentioned about hydrogen. Now, in the US, I think, of course, in Japan, it was way before than US, but then it came to the US and North America. And now, if people are in the biohacking or health optimization world, they understand a little bit. I will still say people don't understand it quite a lot about hydrogen. So, what if you can just tell about like hydrogen, why is it important? How do you use it? Because you've mentioned it, I mean, you have gone extensive on this topic as well.
Well, one of my books is Hydrogen,
Exactly.
Molecular Alchemy. But yes, and I was a faculty member at the A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So in December of last year, I spoke in front of 5,000 doctors on hydrogen. Because again, hydrogen, if we remember from class, it's the first element in the periodic table, right? One electron, one proton. So what we're talking about is not hydrogen as an element in the universe because it's the most abundant element in the universe, but we're talking about molecular hydrogen, which basically is hydrogen gas, which is two hydrogen atoms in a strong covalent bond. And that's what we're really talking about when it comes to these therapeutic effects. But I think there's about 1,200 scientific studies that showed it has a positive effect on over 170 common diseases. And from those 1,200 studies, over 200 are human studies. So it's very impressive. But people would say, Mike, that doesn't make any sense that it has a positive effect over 170 diseases. Well, that's why we need to understand how hydrogen works on the cellular and mitochondrial level. So the first thing for people to understand is that it is the smallest molecule that we know of, right? And because it's two atoms together in a covalent bond, there's no charge. It is nonpolar. It's not positive, negative, it's neutral. So it's the smallest molecule and it's neutral. And therefore, it can easily cross the cell membrane and enter the cell. Other antioxidants and molecules cannot do that. Vitamin C, great for us to take, but it cannot enter the cell. Hydrogen just waltzes in like a VIP, right? And exerts its properties inside the cell. It can do the same here. It can easily cross the blood-brain barrier. Conventional medicine has a difficult time treating any neurodegenerative disease because the pharmacological medicines they develop do not cross the blood-brain barrier. So they have limited choices there, right? So remember that it can get into the cells, into the mitochondria, into the brain because it's small and non-charged. So that's the first thing. Now, what does research show? It's its main properties. Well, number one, it shows it's a powerful selective antioxidant. And we know antioxidants, right? We talked about free radicals causing damage. And we need free radicals. They're part of our immune system, right? They're important for cellular homeostasis, cellular signaling, and the list goes on. But most of us has too many free radicals, which causes damage. So we need antioxidants to neutralize those. And that's why people say you need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Yes, true. Keep doing that. And then we have the supplements, right? We can supplement with antioxidants, but all those antioxidants cannot enter the cell. So hydrogen can enter the cell and neutralize free radicals, harmful free radicals inside the cell. It's the only one that can do that. Why is that important? Because most disease starts within the cell, not outside the cell. So we can attack it at its core. For example, cancer. Let's take cancer. Cancer starts with the mutation of our nuclear DNA and mitochondrial DNA. By what? By free radicals. Which ones? Hydroxyl free radicals and peroxynitrite. So hydrogen has been shown to neutralize those free radicals at its source, and therefore studies show that there is an anti-tumor or a tumor-suppressing effect, right? Because it tackles everything at its source. So that's number one. Number two property is it's a strong anti-inflammatory. It stimulates the NRF2 pathway. It reduces pro-inflammatory cytokines like TNF-alpha, tumor necrosis factor alpha. It reduces all your interleukins, 1-alpha, 1-beta, 6, 8, 10. The list goes on. That's what studies show. So we talked about a little bit earlier, toxemia. We know that the vast majority of disease is directly related to this systemic inflammation, and hydrogen can go in the cell and reduces inflammation at a cellular level. So most people would even consider, most healthcare professionals would consider that oxidative stress and systemic inflammation, they perpetuate each other, but they're the cause of all disease. So hydrogen addresses those both inside the cell. So I think that's the power. And besides that, we see that research shows it obviously has a positive effect on our immune system by regulating T cells, and the list goes on. It also promotes autophagy, which is another fancy term, but it basically means our recycling system in the body, because when parts of our body and our cell are used like proteins, they can be taken and recycled so we can use them again. And so hydrogen promotes that recycling system, which is very important, especially inside the cell. And maybe the last one to mention is apoptosis, which is another clever term, but it basically means programmed cell death. Most people know that we produce new cells all day long, and therefore our body also needs to get rid of dead cells to maintain a balance. And so that cell death and getting rid of those dead cells is called apoptosis. And so it seems that, when our body's not balanced and that process is not working well, a lot of the cells that are dead and not contributing to our functions in the body, they are taking up energy and space, but they're not having any benefits. And they label those cells zombie cells or senescent cells. And so, again, hydrogen has shown to promote this process of apoptosis and regulating the balance of dead cells versus new cells. So, those are the physiological effects of hydrogen. It can do that inside the cell, inside the mitochondria, which, by the way, everybody knows is the energy-producing factories. But most people don't know mitochondria has its own DNA, so it's almost an autonomic system. And it produces that energy that we've been talking about. And hydrogen is essential there because when a factory produces something, there's always waste, right? And that waste are those free radicals that create oxidative stress. And if we have hydrogen, it makes sure that it takes care of that waste and doesn't cause that damage to the DNA, and our mitochondria can continue to multiply and produce the energy that we need. So from a overcoming disease point of view, from a longevity point of view, or a biohacking point of view, hydrogen will have plenty of benefits if we are able to utilize it on a daily basis.
That's hydrogen sounds like such a superstar. Like
it is.
It yeah. gets like the top marks in every section. And it's so interesting because one of the other things, like you mentioned, like the hydroxyl radicals and the peroxynitrates, which also damage the cell a lot when there's a lot of EMF. And one of the things that can neutralize EMFs, there's not a lot of things. One of those things is hydrogen. Hydrogen, yeah. Magnesium, and I think ketones. If you have like high dose of ketones, they also have this high anti-inflammatory effect. What is the best way to consume hydrogen? Because there are so many different ways. Is there any superiority amongst
there sure,
it?
Yeah, there sure is. But what I usually do, based on what the objective of client is, right? Do they want to overcome cancer, or they just want to live longer, right? A big difference, or they want to perform better in athletics. And based on their budget, I will recommend what I think is best for you. But generally speaking, we have the supplements are the tablets. Mm-hmm. And those tablets are basically elemental magnesium. So when you put them in water, they change the pH of the water and the byproduct becomes hydrogen. But it's unstable. That's why they tell you, you got to drink it immediately. So you will get hydrogen, but you don't know how much you get. And maybe that's not important. But that's probably the cheapest way short term because you're buying a supplement. Then you have, like you showed, the hydrogen bottles and hydrogen water. And systems for in the home too. So it goes a whole range of products, but they all are based on electrolysis. So basically you have distilled or clean water, and it splits, the electrolysis splits the H2O in oxygen gas, which escapes in the room, and hydrogen gas, which can be either inhaled or suspended back into water. And so, but that's stable. So if you produce it that way, like with your little bottle, you don't have to drink it immediately. It will be good for a while because it's stable. And so that's why a lot of people have bottles like you. They're a few $100s. They're stable and you can produce it by pushing a button, waiting 5 minutes, and you have hydrogen water. The concentration of those is usually low, though, 1.7, 2.2, whatever, cc's per liter. Then you have bigger water systems for on the sink or in the house that produce water. So you don't have to wait. You push the button and you get hydrogen infused in your water. But then there's also hydrogen inhalation. We talked about it. It's also electrolysis, and you can inhale it directly. And so with that system, we can get a lot higher concentration, a lot more hydrogen in our body in a smaller time than drinking. For example, and it's a little bit complicated, but you have different devices that produces a different amount per minute. It's called flow rate. Flow rates go anywhere from 300 per minute to up to 3,000 per minute. Those are commercial machines. So 300, 600 could be a home unit. So let's take a 600 flow rate, which means is the machine produces 600 cc's per minute, but only 4% of that is hydrogen, because hydrogen becomes flammable, ignites at 4.3% or higher, right? So at 4%. So 4% of 600 is what?
I will tell 24, you, right?
24. Okay. So it's 24. Let's say 25 grams per minute. So if we do 15 minutes, let's say 10 minutes, we have 250 cc's of hydrogen. I said, when water, it's maybe 2 cc's per liter. So to get 250 cc's, we would have to drink 125 liters. We can't.
We'll
do that,
pass out.
Right? So I think the inhalation becomes important when we're overcoming a disease like Parkinson's, cancer, etc. We can get a much higher concentration. However, having said that, we still really don't know what the saturation is. We know that our blood saturates at 1.8 to 2.2 cc's per liter, but we don't know when that occurs, right? Mm. We can't measure that in the laboratory, but not at home. So to me now, it's better to just like movement, not do it once a day, because we get saturated and then our cells get the hydrogen, but the rest of the day they don't get the hydrogen. So it's probably better to continue to sip hydrogen water throughout the day, or if you're combating cancer, my patients, and I have a few, half an hour now, half an hour in 2 hours. So spread it out during the day because we're saturating and we're getting the hydrogen to our cells. But that's kind of more of a common sense approach versus a real scientific way of doing it because we don't know when the blood's saturated. But we can't overdo it. It's 100% safe. That's why we don't need any medical supervision because when we do overdo it and saturate the blood, the excess is simply exhaled. So we cannot harm ourselves or overdo it, which is important.
Okay, that's good because a lot of the times the safety concerns you talk about like a gas and it's flammable and everyone's like, oh, is it really safe? And that's good. Like you exhale it, you just walk around, it goes out. Mike, this has been fantastic. I would love to keep talking to you for hours, but first I want to know your evening routine and your dream routine. So please tell us.
Well, evening routine. Usually, there's a few things, right? At a certain time at night, for me, it's 7:30. You stop working, you stop business, you don't take any calls anymore. You're not going to make good decisions probably because you're winding down. So you want to stop working. Period. No emails, no phones. It's time to wind down. You don't want to start watching a horror movie, right? Because it's about winding down. So usually we do, my girlfriend and I, we do usually do a little bit of reading, or we watch maybe something from Joe Dispenza or whatever it may be. So we slowly starting work is done. Let's do some self-development, half an hour, whatever it may be. After that, again, we get some more supplements in our body with hydrogen water. And then we're really gonna lay down and we do what we call manifestation and we do some meditation, right? So usually I put the lights off. We're in the recliner. We're not in bed yet. We're in the recliner in the living room. I put some, actually have something that a light that I put it in, which projects the moon on the ceiling. And I put heart opening music on or whatever, what we wanna do. We close our eyes and we try to get in contact with source and really be present in the moment before we go to sleep. After that, doesn't have to be long, just a few songs, 15 minutes. Do the visualization for a minute and go to bed. So we really set ourselves up to wind down for an hour or two, but it incorporates meditation, if you will, or manifestation. And visualization, and then go to bed and get into a deep sleep. Usually, we fall asleep in the couch almost. So, we go to bed and we're already in this theta state because that's where you bring yourself in with meditation, right? So, you're on your way to that deep delta before you even crawl in bed. So, very simple evening routine, actually.
Are you doing anything with your bread, like with the bed, like or decreasing the temperature to a certain degree, or you have a cooling mattress, or are you having like aired
Well,
essential oils?
I'm sleeping on the grounding sheet, yes.
Okay, great.
So the grounding sheet obviously plugged in. I also have a grounding sheet which has the infrared in, so your body temperature will transform your body heat into infrared. It's grounding at the same time and it's cooling at the same time. So yes.
Okay, that's great.
We talked about grounding. It's great to do it in Mother Nature, but you probably don't have much time. You're only going to do it for a half an hour, maybe during the weekend when you're playing in the backyard on the beach or swimming in the lake. But if you can ground your sleeping hours, 7 or 8 hours, just imagine discharging all that negative energy into Mother Earth while you're sleeping. So, yes.
Wow, that sounds like a very powerful hack. One third of your life, you're almost sleeping. If you follow the recommendations and you sleep for so long,
That's right.
but
Yes.
yeah, that's one of the times then where we are recharging. So it's good to be connected to Mother Earth. It should be like powered by Mother Earth.
That's right.
What about your dreams? You said you had something for dreams.
Yes. So I'm a very visual person. So I help my clients based on what their personality is, what works for them. So what I made 4 short videos with a PowerPoint and my own audio, which are basically my vision boards. And they're each a few minutes long. So every day I play one in the morning and the evening. where I see myself in my future, right? So right now I'm working on doing more retreats around the world. I'm doing 3-day ceremonies about upgrading the mind with other people. I don't do that myself because I know where I'm an expert and where other people have more experience. Starting certain charities and visualizing those charities. And so, everything that I want to do also with my girlfriend, where we want to be, we use the Alpha Delta scale. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a conscious scale that goes from 0 to 1,000. And as you climb up that scale, you become more enlightened and more peaceful with yourself. So we work on climbing up that scale. And so we have different things that we want to accomplish. And so what I do is I make very short videos that I watch on a daily basis. And so they become part of my dream routine. And then obviously my calendar or my agenda. I teach a whole course on productivity and planning. And so everything that you do should be in alignment with your goals and dreams, because most of us are engaged in many projects that don't benefit us. They benefit our boss, they benefit other people, and we're wasting a lot of time. And so one of the lessons that I give is we need to stop projects and we need to start to learn to say no to people. Sounds egocentric, but it's not really. You need to start loving yourself and doing what you need to do to reach your goals and dreams. Because if you reach those, you are in a position to share your abundance and help thousands of people. And that's where every human ultimately will find fulfillment, I believe, is living for service. But most of us are not in a position to do that because you need abundance. But abundance doesn't mean just necessarily sharing money. It's your presence, it's your knowledge, it's what you're doing right now, CJ, is you're sharing your abundance with other people. And that's what gives us fulfillment. So we need to help our clients do the same thing. So my dream routine is watching those videos. It's coming in this room and looking at my papers that I have on the wall and doing my declarations. And my agenda is full with action steps to accomplish those things that I visualize and look at each and every day. So that's the dream routine.
That's great. I love how practical of a person you are. You have everything right there in front of you. You're not making it so out of the way that, okay, I need to bring these, I need to go to a stem cell clinic, or I need to do something very impossible. Just the simple things, seven
It
fundamentals.
doesn't have to cost money.
I agree.
There's no excuses.
I agree. And you are a living example of that. So thank you for sharing that. I think this has been one of the most fantastic episodes that I've recorded in some time. So thank you for that, Mike. What is the, you said you want to do some retreats. What's exciting? What's the next thing in your life that you're excited about? Maybe you want to share with the audience. Maybe the audience can join you in your next retreat.
Yeah, sure. So I was doing virtual online trainings, 6-week programs, 2 calls a day. It's called the Limitless Lab, where we really walk everybody through most of it we talked about. There's basically 7 modules. Module one is purpose. We do all the exercises that you're eager to kind of learn. Once we have our purpose, we make a plan, right? Because without a plan, we're not going to get anywhere. So if your goal is in 7 years, and it's an easy analogy, but be an Olympic champion, let's break that down. Where do we need to be 6 years, 5 years? We break it down in years, months, weeks, and what do I need to do tomorrow for 5 minutes, a small incremental step that gives me fulfillment, that brings me closer to the goal and dream. And we need to get rid of all the other clutter, basically, because what I teach people is to put a system in place to organize the chaos that comes at them, right? That's basically what it is. So that's module number two, a plan, getting organized, getting in control of your calendar, in control of your life, which will get rid of that stress and anxiety and fear, because we know exactly what we're doing every day. So that's module number two. So purpose and plan is the foundation. We know what we want and we have a plan to get there. So obstacles now become opportunities, right? And that's the key of the foundation. Then step number three, we teach people how to be present in the moment and how to also get into the zone, into flow state, because that's where we bring our A game. So those are two skills that everybody can learn. It's not just for athletes. So that's module number three, because we need to be able to be present in the moment and enjoy life, right? And be present. But we also need to be able to turn this knob on and off and be in the zone and be focused and deliver and bring our A game and crush it, right? So those are two skills that we teach in module number three. Module number four is what we talked about today, CJ. It's upgrading the body and the mind. So it's about the seven foundations. It's about those three stages we move through. It's about hydrogen. It's about technologies. It's about strategies. It's about upgrading the mind. It's about all health concepts. Because I want people to look at health from a totally different perspective that we taught to look at. And then upgrading the mind. It's about emotional code. It's about your thoughts, your words, and all the exercises we need to do, because it all starts in here. This is our blueprint. If you think you're going to achieve your goals and dreams and you're certain about that, then that's exactly what's going to happen. But if there's a doubt while you're doing this, then the universe has two options, failure or success, right? So we need to keep working on that mind. So that's module number four. Module number five is we take all those elements and mold them into power routines like I did. So that's going to be your power routine. That's what we do with all that information. We mold all the things that speak to you, that you resonate with, that work for you. We're going to put those in power routines. And those power routines will stay dynamic too, because we're going to learn new things. We're going to upgrade. We're going to get to another level of frequency. So we're going to keep those upgrading those too. And then six and seven is basically, once we do those power routines for a few weeks, guess what? We will be operating at the highest level we've ever operated, period. So that's kind of mission accomplished. But then we need to understand there's higher levels than that also. So we need to scale. So those are several modules that we teach. But now I put those in an online course so people can learn those at their own pace, wherever they are in the world. And with that online course comes a community. And I want to talk to you about that community, because when people go through the course, that's great. But we have several founders, specialists, experts that care about people in the community. So now you're in a community where you can ask questions, where you have other people that are going through the same course, that are trying to transform, that are trying to be a better person, that are trying to get to that next level. And so we have the online course, but we have a community for support and for co-creation, right? Because when we put people like you and I together, a lot bigger things will happen.
Magic happens.
So that's what I'm excited about. And we're just starting that community of the Limitless Lab. So yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations. I think this is a very good idea and you guys will be very, very successful. My prayers are always with you. Before I let you go, my last question to you would be, if someone gave you a spaceship or like a time machine and you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Get yourself a mentor as soon as possible. A guide, somebody who's been there. Because I grew up in Belgium. I saved $400, packed a backpack, put my jeans on, and came to the United States. So I didn't have much. And I didn't have any business knowledge. So I got knocked down pretty often. Mm-hmm. And so my motto quickly became, I never lose, I win or learn. And I got that from my competitive swimming from in the past. So luckily I had that mindset to be whatever. Yes, I learned something. Let's do it again and see what happens next. But I think I would save a lot of years and decades of agony if I would have somebody to guide me. So please, no matter what age you are right now, and even if you're 60 or 70, if you want to achieve goals and dreams, things can go quickly. If you have somebody to guide you in the right direction, show you the pitfalls, because they are already there. So they know exactly where to go. So get yourself a mentor if you really want results and get somewhere with instead of using trial and error as your method to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Warren Buffett says that everyone has to be learning from mistakes, but you can hack it and the mistake doesn't have to be yours. So
that's right.
Learn from other people.
Mistake has been made before.
Exactly. So just learn from someone else's mistakes. And that's why also I think what you're doing, Mike, is so great, because you're creating this community of people and, you know, you might have so much of life experiences, but then when someone is stuck in a situation and they speak about it in the community and you answer them, a lot of the people who are shy to ask that question or who are kind of like not open enough, they get their answers. So I think that's great. Having a mentor, I also agree. It's one of the things I wish I did way too early. I was too close-minded in the past, but now the only thing I do is like just learning from people. So thank you so much, Mike, for joining me today. Where can people find you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
I'm not a big social media guy because it would give me a dopamine overload. So just my website, which is biohackingunlimited.com. Mm-hmm. Or MVT, Mike Van Thielen, MVTonline.com. It's the same website. My books are there. You can schedule a 20-minute free Zoom with me to talk to me. The Limitless Lab page is there. Everything that you need is on my website, biohackingunlimited.com.
Great. We'll put everything on the show notes. And Mike, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing all that you're doing.
Same pleasure. And now I got a reason to go to Dubai.
Exactly. You're welcome here anytime. Actually, once we cut this call, I will talk to you about something. So hang on.
That sounds good. And, all right.
And this is me, CJ, everyone, your host, signing out from the Shift for CJ podcast. Everyone, have a great day, a great week, and a great lifetime. And remember, life is complicated, but find a mentor to make it easy for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.